There is a brand new company that will quit your job for you if you're unsure how to do it yourself. Maybe you're too scared to do it yourself. It's going to be some confrontation.
Yeah.
It's going to be an uncomfortable conversation to have. It's going to be awkward.
The worst thing is like, I think I'm going to move on somewhere else. Or like, that's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Oh, good. Hey, you can just leave now.
Yeah, you're like, can give you 2 weeks.
No, you don't want me to stick around. Okay.
But I, no.
Right.
Okay.
If you're ready to move on, you just know it's time. I got it. I want to go somewhere else. Maybe you're not happy, or maybe you just have another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You have to quit your job, but you're too scared. There is a company out of Japan right now, and I think that this is going to catch on in the U.S. really fast, but it's coming out.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do anything ourselves.
No way. No. No way. But the reason it originated in Japan is because typically, I mean, this is what we hear. This is a stereotype, but they are kinder and less confrontational in Japan.
More respectful.
More respectful. And so they would rather somebody else handle all the details, and then they can just like make their exit quietly.
Gracefully.
Yes. But it's out of Japan, and they will take care of all of the details for you. They call your employer. So it's not an email. It's not a memo. It's just a straight up phone call.
But not in person.
They could. They could. But if you, I think the base is that they'll call for you. They'll tell your company that you're leaving. And then they even handle and negotiate all the details, like your last day and how to return company owned uniforms and equipment and then your severance package.
If you're quitting, why would you get a severance?
Or I don't know. It just says your good, like basically your goodbye package.
Oh, okay.
And maybe in Japan there is severance packages if you're leaving.
There might be.
Who knows? I guess if you're in contract, who knows?
Yeah. Right now there are two prominent companies offering the service in Japan, and it costs between $200 and $300.
Which seems not bad. Yeah, I thought you were going to say like $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about that.
The top reasons that people give for hiring a company to quit their job for them is they'll say, I no longer want to be there and I want to avoid conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Or, your colleagues are not worth saying goodbye to.
Damn. That's rough.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God. I don't know. You would think if you were quitting a job, you would... it just seems so not personal. You would, do it face to face, and also, don't burn any bridges. I think that's kind of burning bridges, because you never know what the opportunity might be in a decade from now with the same people, the same boss. And it might be because you leave because of another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've seen it many of times, especially in this business, where you work together. All of a sudden, the person you worked with is now a director here. And next thing you know, you're working side by, you never know.
Well, I would expect the company that you're paying to quit your job for you, I would expect they do it in a professional way.
I just think just not being there to begin with is,
so,
and I, like, you know, all these people that go out of work, they're like, and they make this whole scene or if they do something. To me, that completely burns the bridge.
Aren't you the same person who just like ghosts women when you don't want to hang out with them anymore?
So you're cool with this with a business, but with women, it's like...
but with a human being with real emotions.
Yeah,
that you probably slept with.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And you told I love you.
Yeah.
So you never ghosted one and texted later like, I don't know what's wrong with my phone, but I think we should get together.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You're fine with it when it like might take you places
this
professionally.
This is the most anti-ghosting take of your life.
Yes, it is.
You're exactly right.
Yeah,
when you zig, he's off brand.
Because a ghost, somebody just said it, I'm not sure who, in the back pocket, and it has happened before where 3 months later, I'm like, oh, I thought you just weren't calling me. That's why I didn't call you. And
that
we got back together.
That is so cowardly. It's so cowardly. And I do not, for one single second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dialed your number. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I know we weren't, you ghosted me.
Yeah.
And you put it back on them.
I think for... I really would put all my money on this, that let's just say things got weird here. I'm weirder.
Right.
than they already are. Like, they're weird, okay? And Jason is like, that's it. I can't handle it. I'm not doing this anymore. I got something else better lined up. I can just cut my ties and I'm out. You would hire this company.
I like confrontation.
No, you do not.
I thought I do.
No, you don't.
You like confrontation if you have power over somebody.
Yes.
And guess what?
If someone has power over
you don't like it.
Yeah,
when you quit, you have the power.
That's true.
Only in that moment.
Correct.
Because the thing that will happen is what we already said. They're going to be like, peace.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Nobody has the power. But you don't go in there not having the power. If anything, you're making the decision.
You're making the decision, but I just do not for $1 million think that you would be like, yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be confrontational today.
I don't say you have to be confrontational, yeah, but it wouldn't bother me at all if you had something else lined up.
I think you'd be like, Katie, write an email for me. And then I would
it's
have to.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
Unfortunately for a lot of the listeners, that kind of happened a decade ago.
Well.
You know, so I mean, it's already happened.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I told you before, like, there was another opportunity years and years and years.
Well, you had
ago.
Leverage. Yeah, and you used leverage. It for leverage.
Leverage no, is I was different.
Going. No, I'm not saying you weren't going, but you it benefits you either way. You either mm-hmm. have the job or they say stay and I'll offer you
well, that's
something.
What I think that most people have when they quit. Not
no,
everybody.
I know. You definitely are in the power yeah. position when you leave because you're saying, I don't need this anymore. You don't say it that way.
I don't
like,
want this anymore.
I don't want this anymore. And then they're like, wait. That's like when they want you.
If they want, yeah.
It's like in a dating thing. If you're like, I don't think we're working out. Like, wait. Like, even if they didn't care the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
But I just, but because I skew, I'm always like, God, it's always going to be the not work out for me, that they really will be like, oh, good. We've been waiting. Excellent.
Or if we get called into a meeting with certain people,
yes.
which we now know, we also know what time of the month they'll probably do it. It's not a Friday. It's just the end of the month.
Right.
Just be like, as soon as you walk up, no, I quit. So I have the power.
Yeah.
I quit. They're like, actually, we're going to offer you a raise. Like, yeah. I knew it. I know it was a joke. It's a bit for the air.
What I meant to say was I quit.
My former salary, I'll accept the new salary. I'm not great with words. I know you hired me to be on air to talk, but
here's what you get.
That would be my luck.
Yeah, 100%.
The job I had before this one, I was called into a meeting and I assumed that I was going to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to work there anymore. So I had a letter of resignation, but I knew if I turned that in, I wouldn't get severance.
Oh, yeah.
I went in. For like hoping that they would fire me, and when they didn't, they gave me severance. I walked out and put the letter of resignation in the recycle bin, so they couldn't find it.
Why did they fire you, Matt?
I misused a personal day.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I took a personal day.
You hired a prostitute that day.
I actually went to Vegas.
Yeah, it did.
I was using vacation time, but I was leaving a day early and I didn't want to use all of it, so I used one personal day and then vacation days, and they told me I misused.
That's so stupid.
Company
a personal
policy.
Day is any day you want.
So stupid.
Yeah, that was my argument. They didn't seem to care.
They must. No offense, and it's hard to believe because you know, it's hard to believe that you're not doing a good job somewhere. But that might been an excuse for them for some reason.